Ships need ballast water to keep them upright when sailing open waters, but often that ballast water contains foreign species. The international plan aims to implement guidelines that would clean up the ballast water. The delegates will now try to get their countries to sign on to the plan. It will be ratified when 30 countries, representing 35% of the cargo shipped, sign on to it. Dennis Shornack is the U.S. chair of the International Joint Commission. The commission monitors the health of the Great Lakes. He says the U.S. can't wait for ratification and needs to pass its own law now.
I mean, we're having a new species discovered on the average of one every 8 months. And if the convention goes along an ordinary schedule of ratification, it could be up to 10 years to 15 years before it's effective worldwide. So we can't wait that long.
Shornack is hoping the international plan will give Congress the framework it needs to pass its own law this year. For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, I'm Mark Brush.